We are talking this morning with Michelle Reinen, who is the administrator for the state's Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, you know, usually we talk about scams, and today we are too, but this one is a little bit more current events type, I guess you could say, in that you have a lot of people that are dealing with the aftermath of severe storms and flooding. And of course, whenever you have a natural disaster like that, you have scammers that take advantage of that. So maybe you have some advice for folks this morning, Michelle?
Yeah. And it's not just scammers. Sometimes it's just the deception and the fraud that can come in these cases. I know my phone has been ringing like crazy all weekend long, as well as my doorbell has been going off with those transient crews. Some of them are traveling from other states. We call them storm chasers. And others are out trying to say they're assisting, but, oh, we're going to get you complete insurance coverage for your roof because of the hail. But they can't guarantee that, and that's deception there. And so despite these very tempting promises of quick, cheap fixes, these transient crews often provide really poor quality work, or they ask for upfront payments, and then they perform no work at all. So the consumer's out that money, as well as the money they're going to need to spend in order to truly correct the problem that they may have. Or if you go with one of these, sometimes the work is of poor quality, and you'll have no one to follow up with after. So we really hope that homeowners can take a deep breath, because this is a very stressful situation, but try to hire an established local contractor and get your insurance agency involved up front. So any action you take could potentially be covered by whatever claim you're going to need to open. You know, ask for recommendations of friends and family, what they're doing or what they've done in the past. If they don't have any damage, who they've used. Check with the local building inspector to see if permits are needed. Be sure you're getting any communication and information you can from your municipality. And then always get a written contract so you know exactly what materials are going to be used, exactly how much you're going to need to pay, when you need to pay it, if there's any warranty information, those start and completion dates, because you might need a temporary fix and then get the longer term fix depending upon what your individual situation is. Roof is different from flooding, which is different from this, which is different from that. And, you know, there will be crews that are going around offering to help clean up. That's a little different than a long-term fix, cleaning the yard. But be cautious even of those traveling from out of state coming in to clean up yards, because they may say they'll do it for a certain price, but then sit there and demand a larger price at the end of the job and be very aggressive about it.
What if they ask you for money up front?
That's where you just need to be cautious, because if they're there just to clean up, what's the money up front needed for? And they could just very well disappear and say, oh, I'll be back this afternoon. I have other jobs lined up. And now you've given them money and they're gone, especially if they're demanding cash. If it's money up front, you have to get a written contract under state law when you provide money up front, so you know exactly what you're paying for. And that money up front could go to buy materials and supplies for your job if it is something like reconstruction or window siding, roofing type situations. They might need money down for that. But that's what that written contract is going to outline.
Okay. Some other things that we wanted to talk about. I guess it's Financial Literacy Month.
It is all month long here in April. It's National Financial Literacy Month. And this is that person's ability to understand and manage money, but it's not about mastering investments or stock markets. It's really about making those informed everyday decisions to save money and avoid those unnecessary costs. So what we just talked about with storm damage and how you're going to navigate that, that could be qualified as financial literacy. But we put a challenge out there to boost everyone's financial literacy by taking advantage of some of our consumer protection resources. April can sometimes be a little bit slower of a month, and so we hope people can just take a few minutes to read DadCap's Consumer Guide, this 40-plus page booklet of trusted information on consumer issues and scams that they face every day. So you can go to consumerguide.wi.gov to download it or request a copy be mailed to you. Or just boost your financial literacy by attending a free presentation. We offer these throughout the state, so you can check our website to see if there's one in your community. And if not, request one. We can come provide one on a large number of topics. We also have hundreds of consumer protection fact sheets or information pages online. So you could go pick a topic that is right for you. And then we have our Consumer Protection 101 video series or our 30-second PSAs, public service announcements on our YouTube channel. So you could just grab those and get quick little tidbits of information that you stick in your head. So when that phone rings, you know to hang up, or that text message comes, just delete it type situation. But lots of different ways for everyone to just absorb a little extra consumer protection knowledge.
I know that I have seen a few libraries that do offer financial literacy programs during this month. So, you know,
yeah,
part of the program. So
it is wonderful. Yes. And I hope everyone can just take advantage of one little program, do one little something to just boost and reinforce that base.
All right. Lastly, a fake lottery prize. I don't think I've heard about this, but maybe you can fill us in.
Yeah, this is a new twist that we're seeing to those lottery scams that are out there. And we're always seeing them, those scammers come up with something new and inventive. And in this case, we heard from a Wisconsin consumer who received a package that was sent through the United States Postal Service priority mail. So it required a signature. And then the package contained a letter that appeared to be printed on official letterhead from a legitimate lottery organization. It claimed this consumer was gifted a $1 million prize as part of a charitable initiative. And all they needed to do to claim this prize was provide some personal information. So at first, the consumer thought this was legitimate because it was a package on their doorstep. They had to sign for it. Someone spent $10 to mail it. So why would a scammer invest with that? But they realized when they broke down all the information that it was a scam because they hadn't signed up for any charitable initiative. The letter asked them to keep this prize a secret, and it was just too good to be true. And so they did some research online and found that there was information attached to it when you use the company's name in scam or complaint. So I hope everyone can just look at this and say, yes, new twists and turns on old scams. This used to come by telephone, regular mail, or text message when people won prizes. But slow down when you get excited and break it down and really think through, did I ever enter a sweepstakes or a lottery? Because I can't win something that I've never entered.
And it's not like somebody else did it for you, right?
That's right. And, you know, if you win a lottery, that organization wants you to shout it from the rooftop, not keep it a secret. So certainly that is that other red flag. And having to pay anything or hand over that personal information just to get something, that is priceless information, and you don't want to be sharing that.
Okay. If somebody wants to report a scam or has questions, what's your toll-free number?
It's 800-422-7128. And our website is datcp.wi.gov. So you can go take that financial literacy challenge.
Michelle, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That's Michelle Reinen, who is the administrator for the state's Division of Trade and Consumer Protection.